This is WLVR. Tomorrow marks the 59th time an inauguration ceremony will take place in our country. Lehigh Valley Public Media's resident historian Grover Silcox explores past celebrations in his WLVT special, True Stories of Presidential Inaugurations. He spoke with historian Dr. Lindsay Chervinsky about how recent ceremonies have been built from ones in the past.
We're used to the modern inaugurations, with the traditions that have come along over the years, but they didn't start out that way. I'd like to ask Lindsay about the first inauguration and those first inaugurations that followed.
Well, that's such a great place to start because so much of this is governed by norm and custom, and that has to start somewhere. And so, of course, in this instance, it starts with Washington. And actually, when we think of the pomp and circumstance surrounding today's inaugurations, so too was his inauguration quite a celebration. He actually left Mount Vernon on April 14th and went north to New York City, where the federal government currently was, and was celebrated by balls and parties and parades and activities and so many toasts. There was a lot of celebratory toasts. And once he finally got to New York City, the entire harbor was filled with barges and ships and boats that had been decorated to the nines to celebrate his arrival and to transport him into the city, where he was then met with thousands and thousands of people. And so this process was really quite a celebration and set the tone for a big celebratory traditional day where the president would take the oath. That continued for several presidents. And each transition of power was super important because it established the idea and the precedent that whoever won the election would take over office peacefully and the other person would leave, which is no small feat in the 18th century because it had really never been done before. The next really big moment in inaugural history that we should know about was Andrew Jackson's inauguration, when his supporters were so enthusiastic about celebrating his inauguration that they swarmed to the White House, which he had opened up to his supporters and friends to come celebrate. And there were so many people there that he actually had to sneak out the back window so he wouldn't get crushed by the very enthusiastic crowd. So big crowds, big celebrations, and sometimes some raucous behavior is par for the course for American inaugurations.
Yes, and from what I've read, that celebration at the White House for the Jackson inauguration, they actually had to bring tubs of whiskey out onto the lawn of the White House to get people to leave.
Yes, and it was such a damaging process because most of the people that attended wanted a souvenir. And so they would snip little bits of the curtains or the carpet or furniture to take with them, which probably was a very exciting memento. But you can imagine the damage that thousands of people with scissors can do to the White House.
Lehigh Valley Public Media's Grover Silcox with historian Dr. Lindsay Chervinsky. Watch Grover's TV special, True Stories of Presidential Inaugurations, tonight at 7 on PBS 39, and listen to coverage of the 59th presidential inauguration tomorrow, starting at 11 on WLVR and WLVR.org.